And now I present to you the President of the United States of America.
My fellow Americans, the American Red Cross is so close to the hearts of us all that I need not even repeat it. First, I wish to pay my personal tribute to the 3 million patriotic men and women who form this year's Army of Red Cross Fund campaign solicitors. These volunteers are busy people, people who shoulder many other community responsibilities. Yet they somehow find the time to get the really worthwhile jobs done well. Whether they call at your office or your plant or your home this month, I trust that you will give them the welcome and encouragement they deserve. Secondly, I call your attention once more to the vital role of the American Red Cross in this first year of peace. The war is not over for the Red Cross. Wherever our occupation forces are stationed, this agency, with its many overseas clubs, provides morale-building comfort and good cheer, and remains as an indispensable link with home. No, the war is not over for the Red Cross, nor is it over for our men who lie sick and wounded in Army and Navy hospitals here at home. For these men, Red Cross workers ease the tedious hours of convalescence by providing entertainment, comfort, and assistance with their personal and family problems. In short, the Red Cross relieves anxieties, makes the clock tick faster for thousands of our casualties still bedridden or in wheelchairs. Although less dramatic, Red Cross service to our war veterans is one of the organization's greatest contributions of today. At separation centers throughout the nation, field directors are devoting endless hours to counseling servicemen and helping them apply for governmental benefits. In their home communities, even greater numbers of ex-servicemen are being helped to solve their myriad problems of readjustment to civilian life. In addition to all this, is the aid the Red Cross gives to countless thousands of poverty-stricken people in war-devastated countries. To them, the merciful hands of the Red Cross reach across the sea with milk for undernourished children, warm garments, shoes, and medical supplies. Thus is shown again the eager desire of the American people to lessen the tragic effects of global war. When we add to these things the normal domestic activities of the Red Cross, we understand clearly why this agency is so close to the hearts of the American people. With true American generosity, let us exceed this Red Cross campaign goal. As President of the United States, I urge you, my fellow Americans, to support this noble cause to the utmost of your ability.